Today is the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord, and the epistle is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore who were come together asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while he looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them for their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they going forth preached everywhere, the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven. These words are taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When two countries that border each other are at war, the land between the two combating sides is known as no man's land. You would often have this scenario during the First and Second World Wars where battles were fought at close range, sometimes as close as 15 yards. And it was this unoccupied area that was called no man's land. The area of land between the enemy trenches was considered too dangerous to freely move around for fear of being an easy target for the enemy. Thus it was an area where soldiers knew they had to be especially careful. Well, during the First World War, an American soldier, having come back from no man's land, discovered that his buddy was not with him. He asked permission to go back to the battlefield to get him. He thought that if his friend fell under enemy fire, that he might be able to get medical attention for him. The commanding officer told the soldier, "You really ought not to go. It will not be worthwhile, and I'm sure it will cost your life." However, the soldier did not heed the officer's advice. In a selfless act of bravery, he crawled back into the field where he found his friend fatally wounded. But still he did not give up. He started to drag him back to the trenches. His efforts seemed to be pointless, for near the American trenches the wounded soldier died, and then a German sniper shot the would-be rescuer. He managed to crawl back to safety, but as he reached the American trenches, he was dying. The officer who had warned him leaned over him and said, "I told you it would mean your life. Do you think it was worthwhile?" "Yes, sir," the dying soldier replied. And then he murmured, "He said he knew I would come." We see great heroism in this story. The camaraderie which develops between soldiers in tight trenches and under enemy fire is a bond that is tight to break. The one soldier lost his life in fighting for his country. The second soldier died because of the bond of friendship between the two soldiers. My dear friends, we, like the soldiers, are engaged in a battle. The bond between Christ and a soul in a state of sanctifying grace is immeasurable. The devil wants to destroy this bond, and so he wages war against us. We all know how difficult it is to preserve ourselves from the deceits of the devil, of the world, and from our own passions. Each day we fight these enemies, and hence this struggle may be considered a battle. It is a spiritual battle for your soul. On the one hand, you have the devil fighting for your soul. On the other, you have our Lord urging you to persevere in grace. The war itself is already over. The war between good and evil has already been won. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ vanquished our enemy, the devil, when he died on the cross for our sins. That is when the war ended. After our Lord died on the cross, he rose again on the third day. His resurrection was the final triumph over the devil. But his ascension, which we celebrate today, was the crowning victory over the devil. However, even though the war between good and evil, between our Lord and the devil, is ended, there are still battles to be fought. And these battles are individual battles. They are the battle for your soul. You get to choose who wins. You decide who gets your soul. Will you fall on this spiritual field of battle and give your soul to the devil by deliberate mortal sin? Will you intentionally miss Mass on Sunday? Will you neglect to perform your Easter duty? Will you give in to that sin of impurity? Or will you place your soul in the caring hands of our Savior? To be a true Catholic hero, we are to strive for heaven, and the thought of our Lord's ascension should motivate us to fight for heaven. For our Lord's ascension should fill us with hope. Christ is there in heaven urging us to fight the good fight and granting us the necessary graces to overcome our enemy, the devil. God, who is all-powerful and faithful to his promises, will give us the means to obtain eternal happiness. But we have to correspond to his graces, and we have to do our part. Let us then persevere in this battle for heaven. To help you fight and persevere in grace, receive the sacraments frequently. For it is in the sacraments that we gain strength to fight. Avoid the occasions of sin. The devil uses these occasions to weaken the soul, causing you to eventually fall. And finally, pray to Our Lady for assistance. The month of May is especially dedicated to our Heavenly Mother. She will help you, particularly in the time of temptation. If we do this, our Lord will come for us once the battle is over. We know from the epistle that our Lord will come again, for St. Luke tells us, "This Jesus shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven." And when Christ comes, he will take the souls of the elect to heaven with him. So be consoled in the thought that our Lord will come again to bring us to heaven. Don't give up hope in this daily struggle, just as the dying soldier in a story did not give up hope. That is why the soldier who rescued his dying body did not think he had gone in vain. He knew his buddy was waiting for him, and the dying soldier knew his friend would come. In a certain sense, earth is no man's land between heaven and hell. When the last battle is fought at the end of the world, we must be on the right side so that our Lord may raise us up from this spiritual battlefield. On that day, we will look up and see our Lord, and he will reward us for having fought the good fight. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.